Good morning. Happy Tuesday to everybody. I hope everybody on this side of the pond had a wonderful Thanksgiving and hopefully beautiful weather. I can't say that that's what we're having here today, but we certainly had some beautiful beach weather down in Port Aransas, Texas, where I spent the holidays. In any event, I do have a program note before we get going. I know a lot of people were looking forward to hearing Alexander Bider next week on the 8th, and he has had a scheduling conflict come up. He got a client, and those come first, of course. So we're working to find another slot to put him in, but in the meantime, next week's guest will be Bennett Greenspan with Family Tree DNA. Some exciting announcements, I think, on the way. So I just wanted to give you that program note. Before we get started, those of you who are into genealogy know that there are many, many different sites out there that really do very different things. And as a professional genealogist that's been doing this for 27 years, I can tell you that every site that is out there is an important site for you. And I say that because most people, and taking on caseloads that I'm doing these days, is I find that everybody is saying, I want to go back three generations. I want to go back and find my great-great-great-grandfather. But what people don't understand sometimes is to go back, you sometimes have to go down and across and down. Case in point, had a client that really we resolved, not only via DNA, we talk about that next week, but the real kicker for putting these families together was not only through DNA, but was through family Bibles. And as we all know, usually one family has one Bible. And some of those Bibles go back to the mid to late 1800s and usually go down a generation. So if you're not in possession of your family Bible, someone is. And sometimes you have to go and work the lateral lines to find out, you know, a lot of information on your family. I know, case in point, in my family, that a lot of information was not passed down directly in my line. And going back and crossing over into second, third, sometimes fourth cousins, and maybe even further back than that, we were able to trace the family back to the Oak Country. So my guest today is really part of one of these exciting sites that I think is very important to a genealogist, because it really is one of those sites that help you make those lateral moves, as I say, and to help find your cousins and third cousins and fourth cousins that you probably don't know that you have, because they may be in possession, A, of a family Bible, or they may be in possession of information that could take you back multiple generations that you can't do on your own. So my guest today is Noah Tutak, and Noah has been with Genie.com since it first started back in January of 2007. And, you know, Genie is really one of the first social networks designed for the genealogy community. And he's got a master's degree in math and computer science from Cal State. And just an exciting guy who has also found a lot of his cousins that he didn't know he had because of this site called Genie.com. And we're going to find out a little bit about what Genie.com is all about and how it works. So, Noah, welcome.
Thanks, Susan. How are you?
I am doing great. So, you know, one of the things that I think is so very important about what Genie.com is doing is, you know, really its social networking component, as well as, you know, the ability to connect, you know, with cousins and get cousins and family members really involved in making the connections of you know, your of cousins. I mean, my cousin, believe it or not, my cousin in Israel is the one who found you and started getting all of us involved, and has been very active in building an incredible tree. And I know that I get notifications every day of some new information about my family, and I can tell you that if I ever get back and have time again to work on my line, I will find a lot of new cousins I didn't know I had. So in any event, let's talk about, you know, the concept of Genie and Genie.com and what the benefits are to the really not only the genealogy community, but to anybody who out there that's interested in finding family.
Right. Well, I think you put it quite well, talking about the horizontal aspect of Genie. What we've, you know, the concept we're predicated on is traditionally genealogy has been very much individuals working kind of in silos. So you'll have one person who's a genealogist, and they'll spend years and years and years doing research on their particular ancestry. And, you know, once you go back a few generations, every generation you go back, your ancestry is a shared ancestry with more and more people for every generation you go back. So once you go back four, five, six generations, there's probably other genealogists out there also researching the same information, maybe going over the same trails you've gone over independently. And what Genie is trying to do is take all of this information, all of the little bits of information that everyone in your family has, and put it on one shared common tree that everyone can access. Everyone can pull their information and look at it in a very nice visual format and then build from there. You'd really be surprised what people in your family know about your genealogy that you think may not be interested in genealogy at all. You know, everyone knows they're a little part of the family best.
Yeah, one of the things that really attracted me to Genie when I first saw it, and I guess we spoke about a year ago, is, you know, how visual the site is, and you know, really how easy it is to navigate. That's one of the things that I found very easy. And the other thing is the ability to upload family pictures and share those pictures and, you know, upload new family information and be able to work together to merge so that you don't have these, you know, trees with, you know, the same information, some correct, some incorrect.
Exactly.
So that, you know, you can work together to make some decisions, I guess, on what information is probably better, so that you really have a tree that spreads both up and down and across.
Yeah, when we first launched Genie.com, the visual tree was really what helped us stand out from the crowd. A lot of people really liked the tree and the presentation. It made it really easy, not just to go up for your ancestry, but just to surf around sideways through in-laws, cousins, etc., in a really nice, pretty, fast format. And about a year ago, what we did, originally everyone had their own individual disconnected tree that was just for their family, any cousins that they invited, etc. But as these trees began to grow really large, we had trees with, at that point, I think our largest were in, say, the 100,000 profiles.
Mm-hmm.
We found a lot of them were overlapping, so we built our merging tools. And unlike a lot of other merging tools, you're not actually copying profiles or parts of a tree from one tree to another tree. You're actually combining the common profiles into one single tree. So now what we have is our largest tree is probably today it's going to hit 30 million profiles all
wow.
on one connected tree. And over
wow.
time, more and more of the individual trees are being absorbed by this tree because the more profiles you have on the large tree, the better a chance that your tree overlaps with this tree. And once you get absorbed into this large tree, now you can find out how you're related to friends maybe that you didn't even know you're related to, how you're related to, you know, famous profiles, celebrities, royalty, et cetera, all by being connected. You know, all you have to do is your part. Once you get connected in, you get to take advantage of the work of, you know, all millions of our users.
So if I remember correctly, when we talked January a year ago, it was somewhere
mm-hmm.
in the neighborhood of 6 million. That seemed to be a number that stuck out in my head.
That's probably our largest tree.
The largest tree. So
yep.
Are you saying that within the year it's grown to 30 million?
Absolutely.
That's
it's growing quite quickly. It continues to grow. It's really, you know, we had this theory that once the trees started merging, the largest tree would grow faster than the overall site because, again, the more profiles you have connected, the more connection points there are. So it just makes sense that over time, virtually everyone is going to be connected to the single family tree of the entire world. And that's one of our goals at Genie.
Right. So that's what I really wanted to talk about is you know, setting, you know, Genie apart from the other genealogy sites is that the real goal has been is to, as you said, to build a tree and,
right.
and allow these trees to merge and overlap so that, you know, you saw things in single units rather than multiple units.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I was saying that makes a lot more sense in some respects, and especially if you go online. And, you know, just for the audience sake, if you all want to go online, it's www.genie.com, G-E-N-I.com. And, you know, while we're talking about this, you might want to actually go through it and take a look. So conceptually, as I understand it, Noah, that, you know, as, let's say, for example, I build a profile and I upload my GEDCOM, which is a standard genealogy format for those who may just be getting started. Then how would it work from there? Would you then show a where my tree may link to somebody else's tree?
Sure. So, you know, anyone can go on and start. It's completely free to start a family tree. Most of the benefits of Genie are part of our completely free account. There's only a couple of things that are part of what we call our pro account, which is our premium subscription. We do offer 2-week free trials of that, so most of your listeners probably want to sign up for the pro account because that's where you get the really easy tree merging tools and some of the other advanced tools that make it easier for the more aficionado, let's say, rather than, you know, if you were the genealogist in your family and you wanted to invite your brother or your child or something, they probably wouldn't sign up for a pro account, but you're probably going to want one to do the power tools. So like you said, you either start manually or you can import a GEDCOM when you start your account. It's an option, depending on whether or not you have a GEDCOM. And if you don't have a GEDCOM, you'll just start adding your close family, the people you know, your parents, your grandparents. And it's very important to add your brother, your sister, your cousins, anyone you know that's living, make sure you add them as well for two reasons. Number one, then they get to see the work you're doing, and you can use it for, you know, sharing birthdays, and we have a lot of neat family tools as well. But then if they invite the people they know, and they invite the people they know that you're related to, pretty soon you'll have second, third cousins on there adding to your family tree that you may not even know personally yet, and you might meet them, and that'll help grow your tree as well. As the tree grows, and again, it's one common tree, so if your cousin invites his cousin, they're seeing the same tree that you are, so anything they add, you immediately get the benefit of as well. So as your tree grows, we have what are called tree matches. So we take all of the profiles on your family tree, and we analyze them against the, you know, 70-plus million profiles we have on Genie right now, and check for matching names, immediate family members, dates, some other smart matching algorithms to see if there are any that are probably duplicates, and then we present those to you. Now, Tree Matches is one of the premium services, so that does require a pro subscription to view the matches. We'll tell you beforehand if you have matches, and then you can determine if you want to upgrade at that point.
What does a pro subscription cost?
It's about $60 a year, and we have discounts for multiple years if you want to sign up for 2-year, lifetime, 5-year, okay, et cetera. But, you know, it turns out to be, you know, $5 a month, basically.
Right. Well, I just logged into my profile, and I'm part of that 20 million, 30 million branch.
Not surprised.
Yes.
We may even find out that
you know,
we're cousins.
I'm looking at pictures of cousins I didn't know I had, so here we go.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's really quite an amazing site. And, you know, my cousin, who's really taken the lead on this as far as our family is concerned, you know, I mean, he has really reached out and brought in some, you know, people that I don't have on our family tree. So, and as you said, what happens is that he reached out, and then they reached out, and the next thing you know, you've got these incredible layers, and I'm talking probably third, fourth, fifth, sixth cousins that, you know, have surfaced on the Genie site over the last, you know, I guess pretty much a year, and there are names that I don't recognize, and that's pitiful. So there you go.
Yeah, that's really, you know, compared to a desktop application or a lot of other genealogy sites, it's not static. That's the thing. And in most cases, you go to your application or you go to your website, you enter information, and then when you're done, you walk away maybe for 2 weeks, you come back, and nothing's changed because it's all dependent on your work. You're adding everything to the site. With Genie, you may, you know, one of your listeners may go on, start an account, add 10 or 20 close family members, invite a few, walk away for 2 weeks. They may come back and they may have a 500-person tree waiting for them with photos and, you know, birthday calendar and all sorts of things. So it's really much more dynamic, collaborative experience. It's really exciting when you get into it.
It really is. And it, you know, those who are familiar with other social networking sites like Facebook, I mean, you can add photos, videos, events.
Yep.
You can start discussion groups. You can post links. Let's talk a little bit about privacy. A lot of people have, you know, have always been a little bit concerned about the privacy issues, and especially when they're putting up information about living members of their family.
Sure. So privacy is obviously extremely important, especially when you're doing something like what we're doing. You know, we're asking you to add living people as well as deceased, cousins, children, etc. So kind of our privacy, the way we think of privacy at Genie is your close family, which we consider fourth cousins and closer, is kind of your private family area. Anything beyond that that you add, if you start adding, you know, great-great-great-grandparents and beyond or distant cousins, those are by default what we call shared or public profiles that anyone can view. So that just helps with the collaboration. If you're adding someone who died, you know, 200 years ago, obviously that's going to be a good chance there's a common ancestor of somebody else, and they should be able to view it and merge with it as well. But if you add your parents who are, you know, alive, then that's private by default. So we have what's called the family group, and that's that kind of private, closer area. And living people that you add are by default private, so people outside of your family can't see their profiles. Or when they see their profiles, they just see a name and nothing else, basically.
Which I think, yeah, is very important. So, you know, but the beauty of this and you know, that once you start creating your family tree and as it begins to grow and it begins to merge, you know, you begin to have the ability to collaborate and, you know, with different lines of your family, which is critical, in my opinion, to really taking, you know, and getting, you know, information going back, you know, many generations. You know, so much information has been lost to, you know, multiple generations down or carried down through maybe one line of the family and gets totally lost on another branch. And, you know, you can't, the only way to connect sometimes is, you know, through a third cousin or a fourth cousin who comes down from the same ancestor, but, you know, on a totally different branch than your particular line.
Yeah, so just to give you an example from my own past, my own use of Genie. So on my father's side, I basically knew my dad, I knew his parents, but I didn't really know, and I guess I knew a great aunt, perhaps. But I really didn't know any of his family beyond that. They had come from Poland. Only a few of them came over. And as far as I knew, it was pretty much just my line of the family, which was just me at that point, that survived. And about, a couple of years ago, we got a visit from a second cousin on that side who was a genealogist. She had all this information, but it was all, scattered in papers, and, it was just really hard for her to really explain to us and give us anything that we could really make sense of. It was just papers that went on a shelf and you looked at and tried to make sense of, but it wasn't really anything you could do a lot with. But I took what she had, I added it onto Jeannie, I'd invited her, so she joined Jeannie. And through that, I've discovered that there were, she had a couple of people that looked like they would still be alive in Poland. So I started doing searches on, Facebook, LinkedIn, all these other websites. And I found one of these, or who I thought was one of these cousins that I had in Poland. And I contacted them, and one of them turned out to be my third cousin. I got him on Jeannie, and he now has started to add everyone in Poland that I'm related to. So now I have all these cousins in Poland that I never even knew existed.
Wow.
That I interact with on Jeannie. They have, kids my kid's age. We see photos. And a few months ago, one of them was actually in Los Angeles on business, and I got to meet one of them for the first time. So it was really neat.
That is really cool. So let's talk about, some of the different features. One of the things that you can do is, if you are looking and you haven't put any information on, you can do a search
sure.
by a name.
Yep.
And if you connect, if you find someone, you don't get access immediately to that family tree, correct?
Right. The way it works is every single profile has what we call a manager,
mm-hmm.
and usually that's the person that added the profile. And so what you can do, if you search our database, you can do that without even creating an account. Just go to Jeannie.com and click on the 70 million profiles you'll see at the top. That'll get you to our directory, which you can search. And if you find profiles that look like they may be a relative of yours, you have to create an account, obviously, to send a message to someone. But you can create an account. It takes about 15 seconds. And you can send a message to the managers of any of these profiles just saying, hey, I think this is my great aunt or my second great grandfather. Check the details. And then you can either start your own tree. And when they overlap, you can just request to merge, again, like we were discussing earlier. Or you can ask that person if they're a close enough relative to invite you to their tree that already exists.
And then once you're invited to that tree, then you can collaborate and,
exactly.
add other information and collaborate and kind of make sure that the information that's on there is accurate and proper.
Sure, a lot of times you may find that they've added kind of placeholders maybe for your branch, and you can fill in the information that you have that's, in addition to what they have. But again, we're trying to take away all of the double work. So if someone's already added 50 people on your branch of the tree, we don't want you to go on Jeannie and manually have to add 50 people again. We want you to connect with that person and then just add the additional details that you know and fill in the missing pieces without having to do the double work that they've already done.
And, one of the beauties, too, of the family tree and the layout is that whenever you click on an individual, it tells you what their relationship is to
yep.
you and who entered the information. I'm looking at one of my first cousins once removed, and the information was put in on May 26, and it was added by my first cousin. And from my perspective, I have to call my first cousin, or I have to call my cousins to get the birthdays of her children or
right.
Her siblings' children, and this way they're putting all that information in for you.
Yeah,
and
one of our most popular features is the family calendar. So
yes.
on your homepage, if you click on calendar, you're going to get all of the birthdays and anniversaries of all of your close relatives. And you can also send them a greeting on their birthday. You can send them a virtual gift on their birthday. It's a really great way for families to stay in touch and remember birthdays and anniversaries. And we also recently added a family address book, which goes along with the calendar. And that's all your close relatives, all their contact information. So it's really great this time of year with the holidays coming up. You know, everyone's trying to remember people's addresses to send Christmas cards to and Hanukkah cards and, you know, email, e-cards, and everything's right there for you in the address book. And again, each person in your family doesn't need to enter this information over and over again. You just go and add your information, and if everyone adds their information, then everyone has this shared address book with updated information. It's really great. And getting back to what you were saying about the profiles, so again, every single person on the tree has a profile. So you're looking at your tree, and you have all of your relatives on there. You can click on any of their names, and you get this full profile just focused on that person. It's going to have any photos of them. It's going to have any events that are related to them, you know, their birth, death, marriage. But you can also create custom events if you, you know, someone served in the Civil War or there's just some family memory. You can create a custom event on a timeline for that person and anyone else who was there. You can write stories about them. You can enter their work history. Basically, as rich a biography of each person that you want, you can add to their profile. And again, it's all shared, so everyone can contribute what they know, and they can edit what someone else contributed, and you just create this really rich biography of your family. And the really exciting thing is, as the current generation is using this and creating these rich profiles for themselves and their family, you know, we really think of this as a multi-generational project. So when all of our grandkids log on to Genie, they're just going to have this amazing wealth of information to look back at our generation and see what we did.
Well, I just opened my address book, and I have 549 people.
You better get busy on those holiday cards.
I guess I really do. I check in fairly regularly, but I've been so busy, I haven't had a chance to really play with it. Now, one of the things that you can do is, and I can't remember if this is in the pro version or not, but you can download a Judd Kahn, can you not, of your particular part of the tree?
Yeah, basic users can download a Judd Kahn focused on them. So it's them and their, I believe it's 5,000 closest blood relatives in a Judd Kahn. A pro user, if you've, again, tried out our premium subscription, then you can essentially download a Judd Kahn for anyone where you can, you know, you have rights to view their profile, basically. So close relatives and all these historical figures as well, you can download Judd Kahns for them as well. So that makes it really nice. Go ahead.
And then anybody can upload a Judd Kahn.
You can right now. You can only upload a Judd Kahn to start your account, and you can only upload it focused on the person that you are going to be. So we don't want people, you know, going and uploading a Judd Kahn of Henry VIII because we have all that information already. It really doesn't help anyone just to add that again. We really want people uploading their Judd Kahn, and the purpose for uploading the Judd Kahn really is to connect you to this tree. You know, in the Judd Kahn somewhere, there's probably going to be your connection point, and you can then use a tree match to merge that person into their existing profile, and now you're connected also to this large tree.
Now, explain to me, I guess, Noah, so once I upload my tree, and, you know, since we've got so many family members already in the tree, if I went and uploaded my tree, since there are so many people already involved, how does that work in, you know, making sure there are no duplicates?
So, you know, that's something, that's one of our big challenges right now is...
Okay. Leave it to me to find your challenge.
Making it very fast and simple to basically merge overlapping branches. Right now, that's somewhat of a manual process. So if you already had a large, thriving, existing tree, it may be more trouble than it's worth to upload your GEDCOM. Because if you're going to have, you know, 100, 200 or more profiles overlapping, it's going to take you a little bit of time to do all of those merges. You know, we don't have a way to just say, these all match, just copy them all in. Because again, our tree is dynamic. So as opposed to traditional genealogy applications or sites, it's changing all the time right underneath you. So you can't necessarily say that these people are the same, because other people may be making edits in the same part of the tree. So that's something we're working on right now. That's going to be a project that will take us, you know, definitely through the beginning of next year. So right now I recommend if anyone's going to start their tree, if they have a GEDCOM, just do that right off the bat. Start it with your GEDCOM. And then from there you can obviously add anyone you want and invite people and go from there. If you already have a thriving... Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
If you already have a thriving tree, I would say, you know, just look for the blanks and fill in as you can. But hopefully, again, outside of the close relatives, there's a good chance that a lot of those profiles in your GEDCOM may already be on a tree. So you may not have to add them eventually. The way it works is, you know, you'll go up to the furthest branch, furthest profile on that branch of your tree. If you add someone in the tree and there's a tree match on some other tree, we'll show you right away. There'll be a little number on that person in the tree that'll say 5 or 7 or 12, and that means that there's probably a match for that person. You click on it, and we'll show you right away, hey, look, you just added Tom Jones. Here's 12 other Tom Jones that look like they're the same person, and if any of them are, you just say merge it in. It'll send a request to the person that manages the other one. If they approve it, boom, you get that Tom Jones and all of the existing branch added onto your tree right away.
So the real key is that when you find a match, you do have to contact the manager of the tree to which you match into, and they've got to approve the link.
Right. And it's a really easy process. We've done a lot of work on that in the last few months. So you just click a link that says review match. It'll show you the two profiles next to each other so you can confirm the details. You can look and make sure the date of birth matches or is, you know, reasonably close, their immediate family is the same, their birth and death location is the same, et cetera. And then you'll just click, you know, request to merge. Then the manager of the other profile gets a request, and all that they have to do is, you know, they look at the same side by side to confirm the details. And then they say, approve, and it's done. And then instantly, both of you, you know, get the benefit of each other's additional branches, profiles, research right there.
And, you know, playing the devil's advocate, and I know that when y'all first started, you heard this a lot, and, you know, it's kind of one of those things that the hardcore genealogists,
mm-hmm.
so to speak, they see it differently, I guess, in a lot of ways, because there's, you know, not really, this. Your site is not really the site to find and document, quote-unquote, and source information in the way that a genealogist would normally do that. But, you know, it provides, in my opinion, a wonderful tool to gain insight and possibly dates and things
mm-hmm.
that you can't get anywhere else, where you can actually go to another site that has the historical documents and the research documents, you know, to be able to verify and source the information. So,
right. So we're definitely not a research site per se, like, say, an Ancestry where you can search and find, you know, we don't have a collection of census records. We don't have any collections of our own that people can search and find. But what we are working on adding in the very near future will fill in some of those gaps. So we're working on documents, and we're working on sources, and a way for users to indicate where there's conflicting data, conflicting sources, and really collaborate and work all that out on the profile and see all that information. So we're going to be, you know, addressing some of those needs in the very near future. We're not going to have our own collection of resource documents. Since we're really what's called a crowdsource site, we're going to depend on our users to find the documents on their own, but then they can upload the documents to those profiles and associate them with specific facts on the profiles. And then, again, you know, all it takes is one person to find one record for the person, for the profile, add it, and then everyone can see that record. You know, 10, 20, 100 people don't have to independently drive down to the same library, pull out the same book, and copy the same page of that book. All it takes is one person to do that, and now everyone has access to that document. And from there, they can, you know, discuss it, they can debate it, they can show alternate documentation that shows a source for a different version of the fact, and we'll be able to maintain all of that on the profile at one time.
No, I didn't ask you, but would you be willing to take some calls if we have some people that have questions?
Sure.
Let me give out the phone number. We have a toll-free number that you can call. It's 1-888-815-9756. If you have any questions for Noah and or about genie.com, we'll be more than happy to, you know, take your questions.
Can I mention one other feature that we've been excited about
recently?
Which is our statistics feature.
I saw that.
We had originally rolled that out about 6 months ago, and originally it was a pro-only feature, but it's gotten such a great response, we decided to give it to all of our users. So anyone now on Genie can go to their statistics tab, and we have 15 charts now, charts and tag clouds and all sorts of great things, where we basically take all of the information that everyone's added about your ancestors or your blood relatives, and we show it to you in a really nice visual way so you can see, you know, what are the most popular surnames among my ancestors? Where were my blood relatives born? Where do they live now? What's the oldest relative I have? What's the oldest relative I've ever had? All sorts of neat facts you can see about your relatives. And another nice feature is we show you on those very same charts and reports where the data is missing. So say you have 1,000 blood relatives on Genie and only 200 of them have a birth location entered. We'll show you here's the 800 that don't have a birth location entered, and you can start adding it really quickly to all of those profiles right from that list view. So it's a really great feature both for getting information about your relatives and ancestry and also for finding out where the information is missing and what needs to be filled in. And we also, along those lines, we just recently released a horizontal five-generation pedigree chart. So if you go to the tree now, you can click, there's a little icon on the bottom right, and if you click that, it changes the tree from our kind of horizontal and vertical view to a standard five-generation pedigree chart. And
okay.
That's a real nice way, especially for genealogists, to see, you know, where the gaps are that need to be filled in for yourself or, you know, anyone else you want to focus the tree on. So it's a new feature as well.
Oh, wow.
Do you see that?
That's really nice.
Yeah, a lot of genealogists are, you know, a lot more familiar with this view, so they really like working in this style of chart. So it takes all of the nice, pretty visualizations and applies it to a more traditional chart view. It's really easy to fill in the missing blanks from that.
Yeah, like my whole mother's side of the family, I guess I need that blood.
There you go.
Yeah, my cousin's been working on on our paternal line.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess my job is to fill in the maternal line for us. But a lot of interesting things. You have timelines built in as well.
Yeah, the timeline, you know, I'd mentioned before, you can go on a profile and you get all the standard, you know, birth, marriage, death events, but you can also add any sort of a custom event that you want. So, you know, again, I use the example of the Civil War. You can add, you know, military service. You know, I add events for my kids, what they're doing in their lives, you know, graduation from kindergarten, et cetera. And then on each event gets its own page as well. So you can associate photos with an event. You can mention everyone that was at the event. And then that event will then go on all of those people's timelines as well automatically.
That's
so again, it's, you know, you do something once and you get the benefit of it spreading across the site. So if you have, you know, a picture from a family reunion from 50 years ago, you take that photo, you make an event out of it, you say everyone that was there, and now that event's going to be on all of those people's profiles. And you can really, you know, you can really surf from profile to photo to event to profile and just get a really interesting sense of how your family interrelated over time and acted over time. We also have a nice map that shows where your family was born, where they live now, etc. A lot of people like that.
Yeah, you need to put a book publishing tool on here.
Yeah, we've been
talking about
that,
huh?
Yeah.
I mean, that would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people have asked for basically the profiles and the timelines and the map all in kind of a family book form. Be a great gift.
Yes. Absolutely.
One of our other newest features are our popular profiles.
Okay.
So anyone, again, you don't have to be logged in to look at this. You can go to genie.com/popular. And what that does is it lists the profiles that are being viewed the most times. And so essentially it's just the really interesting historical and celebrity profiles that are on Genie. And almost all of these are on that largest 30 million person tree. So users, again, like you mentioned, like number one right now is John Alden because of Thanksgiving. We had promoted him as a profile. So you can go on there and you can click How Am I Related? And even if you're his, you know, 22nd cousin 12 times removed, it'll tell you and it'll show you exactly how you're related to him. And you can do that for any of these profiles. It has, you know, royalty, it has U.S. presidents, it has current celebrities, all sorts of people. So, you know, what we can do now that we're building this massive global tree is really it's about finding out how you're related to people alive today, how you're related to your friends, how you're related to all these historical figures. It's just a way to place you within kind of this global community that we're all a part of. You know, there's so much today where people are kind of breaking into their groups, and we're trying to say, you know, look, everyone's related. That's our tagline. And here's a way to find out how everyone really is related.
That is really cool. Number 11 is Jesus.
Yeah. There's some,
what an interesting number to give him.
Well, it changes every hour, so.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm scared to click. What happens if I click on that and it's going to tell me if and how I'm related to him?
Yeah, it'll take you to his profile. And
okay.
Then if you click on the How Are You Related button, it'll start to see if we can find a path from you to whoever the profile is.
Yeah, I don't think we will find anything, but it would be interesting. No path found.
Yeah.
I would have suspected that.
Right.
So the other beautiful thing too is, you know, a lot of people, you know, we tend not to work on the quote in-law side of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And what what Genie allows you to do is to include them as well, and then when you start inviting the families of the in-laws, it just really branches these trees out.
Exactly. You know, I found that my brother-in-law, through his side of the family, one of his cousins got on Genie, and you know, I had met him before here and there, but now through Genie, we're collaborating on Genie, and we actually, I believe, we're blood relatives if you go back far enough, and he's become really active. So now, you know, not only am I closer to the in-law side of my family through the photos and all of those great social features, but we're also working together on some of our ancestry that may be shared. So it really is, you never know who you're going to invite that's going to be that spark that's going to really get the tree going, and you're going to find out that you're working with people on your ancestry that you never would have thought would have shared any ancestry. It's really interesting.
Now, is there any limit, for example, on the photographs that people can upload? Or
No limits. You can add as many photos, as many videos, add as many profiles, invite as many people, and that's all part of the free basic account. You know, our philosophy is the more people that add, the more information, the better experience it is for all of our users. So that's definitely not something we want to limit in any artificial way.
It really is amazing. I'm actually looking at some of the photos that have been added on my tree recently, and there are 200 of them.
Mm-hmm.
So just in what y'all have done in the last year, Noah, is just really, really, really something. So you have you can create albums.
Mm-hmm.
You can for those of us who are used to the Facebook experience,
mm-hmm.
or kind of used to the Facebook experience, you can actually share photos and.
Yeah, the big difference again is on Facebook. The only people on Facebook are people that are alive who have joined Facebook. So
right.
You may have a photo of four generations of your family, but you can only tag on Facebook two or three people because they're the ones on Facebook. On
right.
Genie, you can create a profile for everyone in that photo and tag the photo with all of them. Now, that photo is going to automatically show up on each of their profiles. And anyone who's, closely related to them is going to get the benefit of seeing that photo on their profile. And you can comment on that photo, you can share the photo, you can discuss the photo and all those great things. It can be a real conversation starter. You know, it really jogs people's memories and they talk about the people or the photo, and that prompts them to upload other photos that they've had, hidden in their attic for 40 years, scan them. It's really amazing.
Yeah. So, when do you expect the sourcing and document upgrades to be available?
Documents we're working on right now, so we're hoping that's going to be, somewhat near term, and sources will follow after that.
Okay.
So I'd say, relatively near future.
Now, when you add the sources and the sources
mm-hmm.
and the documents, I assume you will have to put those in manually on the tree on Genie. It's not something that could come in via a JETCOM.
The documents you'll upload just like photos, basically.
Okay.
So you'll take a scan, a JPEG or a PDF, that sort of thing, and you'll upload it very similar to the way you upload photos right now. And then just like with photos, you can tag who the document's about. You can have a location, if that's appropriate. You can add some notes, date, et cetera, all that information that's important for documents. And then, again, you tag it with the name of the person or people in some cases that the document's associated with, and then that document will automatically be attached to those profiles. That's another great way to, surf around. You go on a profile and you look at the list of documents associated with that profile. Say it's a census record. You then click on the census record. That's going to give you a list of all of the people tagged on that census record. So then from there, you can easily jump to, the entire household, immediate family that's listed in the census record. And then when we have the sourcing feature, you'll say, this document supports this set of facts for this set of people. So a census record would support, location, date of birth, et cetera.
So, really for the audience, this is a site that you should not avoid,
mm-hmm.
and especially if you're, have some areas in your line that are complicated or you can't figure out, or You know, this, and when you say 30 million profiles, that's just one of the biggest trees.
Yeah, that's the big tree. We have over 70 million altogether.
70 million.
Right.
And when you say profiles, that's a person.
Correct.
So there's 70 million people's names, and most of these are not duplicates.
It's hard to say. You know, there are definitely duplicates, but you know, certainly I wouldn't say most of them. Yeah, I mean, we don't have. Again, with the tree matches, it's up to our users to say yes, this is a duplicate, and merge it together. But yeah, certainly most of them are unique people.
Right. I mean, there will always at some point in time be duplicates.
Right.
As people add their trees and you begin to try to merge them.
Right.
So I guess there will always be a certain overlap during particular times.
Right. But when those two, say there's two profiles for the same person, once those are merged together, that counts as one profile now. That does not count any longer as two profiles.
Right.
So any profiles that have been marked as duplicates and merged only count as one in that, you know, 70 plus million. So I would suggest, you know, again, it's completely free. If your listeners want to spend, say, 10 minutes, they can go to genie.com. It takes, you know, about 10 seconds to create an account. You just enter your name, email, and gender. And then I would just add, again, unless they have a GEDCOM, if you have a GEDCOM, start off with the GEDCOM right away. You'll find a little checkbox on the start form that says, I have a GEDCOM. But if you don't, just add, you know, your parents, your grandparents, brothers, sisters, in-laws, and add their email addresses so they get invited, and spend about 10 minutes building the part of the tree that you know, adding some photos, inviting people, and then watch it take off from there.
You know, and with the holidays coming up, you know, this is a wonderful opportunity, too, for people to, you know, sign up. And when you get together at the holidays, you know, show what you're doing and get everybody involved. And you know, it really is an amazing process. And it's something that too, because of the simplicity of the site design, which I have to say I'm very impressed with.
Thank you.
You know, children, you know, can get involved in this. And that is something that I've always, you know, has been one of my really pet peeves, is that, you know, the genealogists have always seemed to be the retirees. And I think it's something that really needs to be, you know, involved with the younger generations. And this is a site that really could propel some interest into the field of genealogy by, you know, youngsters and, you know, really beginning to understand a little bit more about where they came from than, you know, I don't know about you, Noah, but, you know, there was just a lot of stuff not discussed at our dinner table.
You're right. Yeah, I mean, it sounds funny. It makes for a funny picture, but the holidays really are a great time when you have, you know, a bunch of family together at the same house to just, you know, cozy up around the computer and, you know, show everyone both the tree as it is and the photos. But you'll find that people will start chiming in with, you know, oh, hey, wasn't, you know, that person married to someone named so-and-so? Oh, you know, you forgot to add a kid over here. And pretty soon, you know, they want to get in on the action and get invited and add to the tree, and it'll, you know, keep growing from there. So it really is a good suggestion. This is a great time of year for doing a project like this.
Yep, and the other thing too, you know, the information and the sources of, you know, where all, I mean, 70 million names is a lot of names.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've only been up for, what, 2 years now, come January?
Well, yeah, January will be 3 years.
January will be 3 years.
Yeah, January 2007 we launched.
Right. Okay. And, you know, I would suspect, based on what I'm seeing, is that this past year has probably been one of your biggest growth spurts.
Yeah, absolutely. especially on that largest tree. You know, that wasn't introduced too long ago. Like you said, it was only, what, half or 5-6 million, I think, when we talked about
yes.
a year ago. So it's growing at, you know, I'd say at least 500,000 a week.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's growing quick. We call it the Borg because it's just absorbing all the other trees. It's
so I've got a dumb question, but it may not be dumb. How do you all support this growing thing?
So our revenue model is primarily through the subscription service that we mentioned.
Okay.
And we have those pro accounts. Again, anyone can try it for free for 2 weeks, look at all the benefits. And the primary benefits are the tree matches. Again, we'll show you the exact list of matches and let you easily merge with other trees and add new branches. You also get a feature called collaborators, which when you find another, you know, genealogist that's got some profiles or specialty in a certain area, you can collaborate with them, and that gives you and the other person basically permissions to work in your respective areas of the tree. So it's a really nice way to work with other genealogists while keeping your, you know, private family information private. You know, they don't get access to your family photos or your close relatives. You're just saying, we have common ancestors, we want to work in that kind of public area of the tree together. So that's something that pro subscribers get. And you get advanced search tools, which make it really easy to find profiles and some other benefits like that.
Now, is there, you know, based on the whole 70 million,
mm-hmm.
is there a percentage of how many of these, you know, of where the people are located?
Yeah, so it's interesting. We found from launch, essentially, throughout our history, that about half of our users, our profiles, our traffic has been from outside of the United States. So it's really a global site right now. It is currently only offered in English. That's another thing we're looking at doing next year, is to translate into other languages.
Right.
But, you know, we're constantly surprised, even with the English-only interface, how much we've spread in other countries, even non-English-speaking countries. But our biggest countries are, you know, U.S., and then we're, you know, pretty big in, you know, India and England and Australia, you know, lots of the Anglosphere countries. But, you know, all over the world, Israel, Brazil, we have
mm-hmm.
large populations of users. So it really spreads across, you know, because family, everyone has family
everywhere.
All over the world when you, yeah, exactly. Especially if you're in the United States, you can only go back so far.
That's true.
And
some of us not even,
Yeah,
not back
exactly.
that far. Maybe not even back 115 years.
Yeah, maybe not back 100 years.
Right.
And what you'll find is you have living cousins your age in some other country somewhere in the world that you maybe never knew about that you can find on Genie, which is really exciting.
Yep. That is fun. I mean, I remember when I first started doing genealogy, being able to you know, connect with, you know, cousins all over the world was just really fascinating. Now,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's so much easier to do these days than it was 23, 24 years ago. But I remember the excitement that I had, you know, going back and finding a cousin that was still living in Germany and,
mm-hmm.
you know, being able to connect back to you know, the old country. There's one story I love to tell because it's very unique, and it goes back to the early 90s, I believe, when I ran a bulletin board. And, you know, during those days, there was no internet, so we used the phone lines and we would send packets of messages, you know, from our bulletin board to a central bulletin board station, and then they would forward it to another, you know, hub, and they would collect a bigger group, and then they would ship all the little packets over to the other side of the pond.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working on a research project, and my research was in the Ukraine, and I was working with this BBS operator who was in Kiev. And he and I were actually communicating through the BBS, which was delayed maybe about 2 to 3 minutes, with the packets going back and forth. But I went through the whole Glasnost thing with him when the TV stations went and blew up, and he was scared to death. And I mean, it was, and today, you know, that's nothing with cell phones and whatever. But
right.
Back in early 90s, you know, being there and, you know, he kept saying, what's going on, what's going on? And I mean, you know, I would go and, I mean, these were in the days of text and there was nothing, there were no images. And, you know, I was just reporting the news, and I remember going out and getting a newspaper and scanning in the front page of the newspaper and sending him a file about what was going on. It was really one of the most amazing experiences, and I didn't get any sleep. I was up all night, you know, just trying to keep him calm and trying to tell him what was going on. And, you know, times have changed dramatically, but you know, when you look at what you're doing and you look at what resources we had way back when to people who were not involved way back then, they probably don't see the fascination and how
right.
phenomenal what we're able to do today is, really, truly. So,
yeah,
and what Genie.com is doing is absolutely, you know, phenomenal, as is what all of the genealogy resource sites are doing. I mean, like I said in the opening, I mean, there's a place for everyone, and, you know, every site serves a really important focus and place, and, you know, it's of my opinion that if you really are into genealogy, this is one of the key sites that you need to be involved in. Noah, I thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And hopefully when you have something exciting to announce, you'll let me know and we can have you back.
Absolutely. I look forward to it.
Yeah, that would be great. In any event, again, genie.com is www.genie.com. I'm Susan King. You can reach me at www.susaneking.com. Next week, as I said, we have a replacement for Alexander Ryder. It will be Bennett Greenspan from Family Tree DNA. He was one of my first guests back in April, so he'll be back for an encore and some new announcements, I think, that might be worthy for all genealogists. Hope everybody has a good week. We'll see you next week.